Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday. I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. I would love to thank our sponsors, Oliver's Markets, now with four locations. Of course, everybody knows their newest location is in Windsor, closer to Zigtown, and Bottle Barn. Have you been in there lately? Oh, there are over 100 selections of rosé alone, let alone all of the fabulous tequila and rum and gin. And well, like I always say, if they don't have it, you don't need it. Bottle Barn, of course, is located in Santa Rosa. I'm getting a big smile from my good friend Clay, who's like thinking there's something to that about Bottle Barn, right?
Absolutely. Clay, I love that. If they don't have it, you don't need it.
Clay Wharton's in studio with me this morning. I could not be more excited because, well, quite frankly, it's a little embarrassing. It's been a long time since you've been in the studio.
It's been a while.
And for some reason, you remember the dates, and I was trying to remember them. And I know you've been in a couple times, and you're like, okay, Zig, I think it's been 7 or 8 years now. And I'm like, what? Really? That's a Zig fail.
That's all right. Hey, it's always a pleasure to be back.
But we are in touch and do see each other throughout the year. And this time of year is such a special time of year because we have a big event coming up this Saturday. And it is truly a rewarding and special and memorable event. And it's something that you created 8 years ago?
What is it? 8 years ago. Yeah. Can you believe it is our 8th annual Project Zen?
Project Zen. So just a little bit of a rewind before we start talking about Project Zen. We're drinking Zinfandel right now. Rockpile Zin. It's a Rockpile Ridge Vineyard 2016. And I can remember being up... It was probably on this vineyard during harvest with you at like 4:30 or 5:30 in the morning. Fact. But how many years ago is that?
We're up early this morning. Radio people get up early, right? It's easy for you.
It is actually easy for me. And strangely, the older I get, the easier it becomes. Now, when I was younger, I didn't want to have anything to do with 7:30 in the morning, right?
Absolutely.
Not that I'm not younger now. In my mind, I'm still younger. But so we were up there because that particular vintage was a very late vintage pick for you. And it's such a beauty to be able to drink this Zinfandel in the morning. I'd say it pairs pretty well with breakfast burritos.
Absolutely. A little chorizo, you know.
I love the spicy chorizo. So Rockpile Ridge Vineyard, Rockpile, Dry Creek Valley, your family has some heritage there.
We do. This is actually a really, really special year for us. 2018 is our 150th anniversary of farming in Rockpile / Dry Creek Valley.
You look so young.
I know. I drink a lot of wine. I stay pickled all the time.
That and bourbon.
Zinfandel, bourbon. Yeah, we homesteaded our original piece of property in Rockpile in 1868, which just is amazing to me.
That is crazy. And, you know, your Sauvignon Blanc is what first lured me to your winery. I'm going to be honest with you. And it was because, of course, your good friend Charlie Palmer was there pouring it and doing a pairing. And this was many, many, many years ago. I think when you first opened your tasting room. I mean, that's I'm on the Wayback Machine here.
We're going back.
And so you've partnered with Charlie Palmer after all this time to do this amazing event called Project Zen. And who doesn't love an excellent glass of Zinfandel? And this event kicks it up just a notch because it's not just your everyday Zen that you're getting an opportunity to enjoy, but very special limited production Zens and producers.
It is. We are so unbelievably humbled by the support of our wine community and local community here, how they've come out to get behind this great charity. And with Project Zen, you have 21 of literally the best Zinfandel producers in the world. And I say that a little bit tongue-in-cheek because, you know, we've been so incredibly successful. One of the biggest challenges is trying to make sure that we can include all these amazing wineries. And we have a waiting list of about 40 wineries deep that want to participate in Project Zen. And like I said, it's so humbling. But, you know, Charlie and I kind of get together and say, you know, who do we think are making the absolute best Zinfandels right now? And maintain that core of those incredible producers that we all know, but always try and mix in some of the new up-and-coming people, and it keeps it fresh and keeps it exciting and gives everyone a chance to play.
Like those young hip groovesters from Limerick Lane.
Absolutely.
Name drop.
Name drop. Yeah, Jake and the guys from Limerick Lane have been unbelievable supporters. And, you know, this year we kind of have a new but old person as well in Pete Segacio is going to be pouring San Lorenzo this year.
No kidding. Wow.
So, as far as I know, it's his first kind of public event he's doing, pouring San Lorenzo.
So you and your wife created Project Zen because of a very special and unique story coming from your family.
We did. So my oldest son, Brady, was diagnosed with Down syndrome at the age of 2.5, which is, you know, the 1% of all diagnosis. I mean, usually children with Down syndrome are diagnosed within 2 weeks of birth, if not in utero. Mm-hmm. And it didn't really make it that much different for us. But as we like to say, what happened is we got, you know, invited to the party a little bit late. And, you know, we felt like, you know, we were just, you know, overwhelmed by all of the things that were happening in our life. And I just don't know how we have gotten through those really difficult days without the support of this network of parents that were there to be a shoulder to cry on, to, you know, help, you know, give you some direction about what to do with some of the medical issues we were facing. I mean, they were just amazing. And so we kind of decided, hey, we really want to get involved in this community. We want to give back. And we didn't know how to do that. And as you mentioned, Charlie Palmer has been such a dear, dear friend, and not only, you know, a business partner in some of the things that we do. But Charlie said to me after my son was diagnosed, he said, Clay, when you're ready to get involved, let me know. And I honestly had no idea what that meant at the time. But as Carrie and I started to, you know, really vision how we wanted to give back, we wanted to really raise some money and give back financially. And so I went to Charlie and said, hey, you know, what did you mean by that? And Charlie and I started putting together an idea for creating this incredible event where all the proceeds would go to the Down Syndrome Association of the North Bay. And Charlie has been wildly successful with Pigs and Pinot, so we used that kind of as a model, but also wanted to stay close to my roots, which is Zinfandel. And when you want to create a great business model, stick with what you know.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so at this point, when folks, are there tickets available? Let's just start there.
There are still a handful of tickets available. Okay. I mean, literally a very small amount. I think we're about 20 tickets left for Saturday night.
Okay. And so how would folks get the tickets?
Go to projectzin.org.
Okay. Projectzin.org. Now, the event is taking place this Saturday, and let's talk a little bit about timing and what folks get when they go to the event.
So the event starts at 6:30 and goes to 9:30. You literally have, like I said, the 21 best Zinfandel producers in the world pouring Zinfandel for you. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned, it's not just the wineries that come out to support, it's the community of chefs that come out to support. So we've got, you know, a combination of great restaurants from, you know, both Napa and Sonoma. You have, you know, Single Thread. You know, Kyle and Cantina have come out every year that they've been open, you know, to support the cause. We have, you know, Campofino, Chalkboard, Diavola, you know, Dry Creek Kitchen, obviously, Shed, Jimtown Store. I mean, the list just goes on and on of all these unbelievable restaurants that come out and specifically make dishes to pair with, you know, all of the wines.
And this event is taking place at?
At Hotel Hillsburg.
Great.
And, you know, it's such a great venue, and we kind of split it up by appellation, so you can go try your Dry Creek Zins, your Rockpile Zins, your Napa Zins. You know, we do let the other guys come in a little bit.
Well, you know, it's share and share alike, right? So you've got Al Denali participating this year.
Absolutely.
And you've got Raffinelli. You've got Bedrock Wine. There's another name dropper. Beekeeper Cellars, Carlisle, of course, Daryl Groom. There's no party without Groom Wines. We all know that. Gamba Vineyards. We've got Hartford, Kinsella, Lambert Bridge, Limerick Lane, of course, we mentioned him earlier, Martinelli, those guys have got a great name for Zinfandel for a number of years as well, over 100, I would imagine.
Exactly.
Yeah. And of course, Once in Future, Robert Bialy, wow, there's some amazing Zinfandel, Ridge, San Lorenzo, Sagacia, St. Francis, Tourley, and of course, William Selyem. This is quite a lineup. Again, if folks want to get tickets, there are a handful of tickets left for Project Zin that's taking place this Saturday beginning at 6:30 p.m. and you can, you know, enjoy all of this incredible food. Willie's, Valette, The Parish, Spoon Bar, Single Thread, Mateo's, Jimtown. Oh my gosh, the list goes on and on. Again, projectzin.org.
.org.
There you go, is the website, and you can get your tickets today.
Absolutely. And like I said, we have a limited amount of tickets left. And, you know, for people that can't make the event, they can donate through that site to the Down Syndrome Association of North Bay. We have an unbelievable silent auction that we're doing, and you do not need to be present to bid on the silent auction. And there's just, like I said, the generosity of our community how they've, you know, donated auction items and these incredible wines and, you know, vacation packages is really spectacular.
That is amazing. And if for some reason you cannot make it to the event this Saturday, know that you can go to the Mortson Tasting Room, which is located on Dry Creek Road in the beautiful Dry Creek Valley. And wow, since 1868, they've been growing some spectacular grapes. And now's your chance to taste some of the wines and, you know, embrace some deliciousness. Zin, of course, Sauvignon Blanc, and lots of other fun things that they are making right there at their tasting room and winery on Dry Creek Road.
Yeah, we it's pretty almost more astonishing that we've been making wine for 20 years because I'm the one been doing that.
Oh, I know you have.
Yeah, that seems more implausible than the 150 years of history, but we are blessed with some incredible vineyards, and as I like to say, I've gotten pretty good at not screwing them up.
You're so humble. And your tasting room is open 7 days a week?
We are open 7 days a week. And if you want to have an elevated experience, we have some opportunities for, you know, private tastings. And as you've been in the wine library and got
I
to
have.
See our...
I have. It was very impressive. And it's hard to impress me at this point. I'm just saying. Well, thank you, Clay Mortson, for coming in for Wine Wednesday this morning. I hope to see everybody out at Project Zin this Saturday at Dry Creek Kitchen, located inside the Hotel Healdsburg. And of course, 6:30 to 9:30 is the event time. ProjectZin.org is the website if you want to bid on auction items, get tickets, learn more about it, and have a wonderful Zinfandel-soaked morning, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers.